All right, he can hear you now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense Conversations. I'm your host, Derek Teamer, and it's been a while since we've been on. I am testing out the, knocking out the cobwebs, getting things back up in order, and I'm just here to see what's going on. If you're interested in being a part of this quick session, the call-in number is 516-418-5878. Again, that number is 516-418-5878. Call in and be a part of this experience. So it's been a couple of years. It's been about 5 years since I last posted or had done a show for Common Sense Conversations. We're pretty good to be back on. What did I miss? It's been 5 years. What have I missed? You've got a new president. He's been in office for 5 years and doing his thing and driving everybody crazy from what I can see. And we've just, some of us have just been holding on for the ride, and within the last couple of months, things have been, have gotten kind of shaky. We're in the middle of a pandemic, and what not, what better time than to have somebody start a radio show that we can have, kind of talk about some of the things that are going on in the world today. Pandemic, the issue of racism, Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. What's going on? What I mean, I've been out of it. So you guys got to speak up and tell me.
Call me. Yeah.
So, and if you can hear the background chatter, that's my co-host for the night. If you can hear him, I'm gonna call him Coach Flippin. I'm gonna let him introduce himself if he can hear, and you can hear him on there. Coach Flippin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can hear you. I said, I'll let you do the introduction.
Okay, my name is Marcus Flippin, presently assistant principal at Mamie Martin Elementary, but I've been in Mississippi now since 1999. I've traveled to a couple school districts, South Pike, Amick County, and like I said, now I'm at Brookhaven. I moved to Mississippi as a director of a reading coaches program, and just here lately, it seems like the Spirit's been moving me in the direction of trying to get something back in order. Technology's really changed since I first came, and I've been talking to Eric about maybe doing something online via podcast, via Skype or Zoom or something, especially during the pandemic when we don't know how things are going to go back when we get started to school. One thing that's important is that our kids learn how to read, and not only learn how to read, but have the proper material to read. Right now, it's just a troubling time. So glad that you're back after a five-year hiatus, and I definitely would like to partner with you to see what we can do to help our community.
Yeah, and that's part of what we were talking about in tonight's topic, is revisioning the conversation. A lot of what we did for Common Sense Conversations was just talking about the needs of the Black community and what needs to be done in our community to make it a whole community, to support one another, and just have some realistic conversations around what our community looks like and the state of affairs and how we can best approach some of those things. And there's nothing more than having a conversation about it and putting things in its perspective so that we can get that information out there and get thoughts and shared vision from different people from around the world. I think that that's where we are right now, especially our brothers and sisters who sit back and they're wanting to know what to do, how to do it, and where to get things started.
Well, listen, with the George Floyd situation, it seems to have been an awakening where a lot of our people are really seriously interested. They realize that something's wrong. They realize that a change does need to be made. But I think most people just don't know what to do. Marching's fine. Prayer is fine. But it's action time.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you have any advice about what we actually could do to actually help our community? Where do we need to start? What needs to be done? How do we prioritize what it is that needs to be done? And just what strategies can we use?
At this stage in the game, I think right now when you see such, I'm going to liken it to saying, you know, the awakening of people to a certain degree, and just say to them, you know, now's the time to have an agenda. We've heard it before, and we've heard people mention before, have an agenda. Start, and that agenda needs to start locally. We don't need to always talk about a national agenda, because you see a lot of things happening, you know, because of we've been inundated with national news and what's going on around in different states. What we need to have is a local agenda. Groups need to start forming, you know, whether you're dealing with political or community activists, seeing changes in your community, create an agenda for what you want to see in that community, and create a plan of action so that you can start putting that plan of action into motion, so that people will not just talk about it. We can start moving toward it, because all politics is local, and that's one of the main rules when it comes to that. If you know what's going on in your community, you know the needs of your community, you need to start getting together with people who are like-minded and start pushing your agenda, or putting together an agenda that represents your community, and start taking it to the streets and getting people behind you. If there's a need for, like, you know, we talked about literacy in our community. If there's a need for literacy, how do we get our educators involved? There's a need for, you know, your roads to be paved, you know, the construction, and I'm trying to think of the political term, but building up your community, and how do we get our city leaders involved so that they are able to have an impact on what they're doing? That's one of the main things that we need to start looking at and putting together, as far as putting pieces to the puzzle together.
I know lately I've been helping my son. He's really interested in starting his own business. In fact, he's been doing some things as far as entrepreneurship. And I've kind of just been out traveling with him on the streets, talking to people, trying to be visible, trying to get a feel of the community. But I think myself, I need to do a better job of learning who our local officials are. And maybe addressing the needs, because like I think I heard you say something about potholes. I know on my street I can go right or left, and I'm going to run into some rough patches out there. So little things like that, community cleanup, picking up trash, stuff like that. We started these conversations with people out there on the streets. And like I said, I do want to be visible. I do want to help. But I know in the past, we always run into our differences. We as black people don't seem to be able to work through our differences. This person doesn't like this person, or this person belongs to just this church, or this person belongs to this lodge. And it always ends up, you get started, you're running with a full head of steam, and then it's like you hit a brick wall, and then it's over. You're back to square one. And so I don't want to see that happen this time. I think now the time is right. But I guess getting with some like-minded individuals and just having some discussions and meeting some of those officials, because we're always talking about voting. But if you don't know who you're voting for or what you're voting for, then while you're going to the polls, we've talked about voters registration drives, but I think we need to have educational seminar on who the candidates are and what their agendas are.
You're right. I agree. And that's one of the things that I feel like some communities are missing. And if you look at across the nation, you know, voting is one of the main issues that we're struggling with and getting people, one, registered to vote. Another part is the polling centers are starting to mysteriously close or they're being moved to areas that are just out of the way. We need to get people motivated in some way, fashion, or form to know exactly who you're voting for and who you're putting into office. Because, again, you and I both know that there are individuals who are in charge of our children who are not necessarily fit to teach our children or to lead other instructors on how to instruct our children. You're starting to see, you know, I've heard of an uptick in members in the Klan and uptick in other racially motivated groups who wanted to cause chaos and disruption in our lives. It's important to understand that those individuals often are your politicians in some situations. They're your district attorney, your judge. They're individuals who participate in our process, our educational process, the process of everyday living. So we're dealing with those individuals, and we are not really fully understanding who they are. And now in this time, in this day and time where the pandemic has given us nothing but time to sit back and reflect, and the death of someone like George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor, you know, the list is growing again where these individuals are losing their lives and we have nothing to do but see what's going on. You have individuals who are in elected office and they're showing their true colors as to how they feel about the people that they're supposed to be serving. And like you said, we need to be educated. That's one of the main things we need to do is be educated about the elected officials who work in our office. Who are supposed to be serving us. So I agree with you on that.
And the tension right now, I mean, it's some tense times with the flag, state flag of Mississippi coming down in the past week. There are those out there that I think would actually try to do you some bodily harm because of that rebel flag. And I read an article yesterday a young lady wrote, and talking about Confederate monuments, and she said that if you want to see a Confederate monument, she is one. And she's a young African-American lady, but she said, having come up in the South where the slave masters raped the African women, and then you have these children now that are direct descendants of that crime. And so where do you stand? I mean, there's just a living witness right there. Myself, on one hand, I can trace my family back to the plantation. And I think we've talked about this before, where in my community, the Klan would just march at will, and most black people just, they didn't say anything. It was like the 60s when we integrated, or 64, 65. So I was in the heart of that, and it was a rough time. Mm-hmm. And if I think back on it, I remember hearing my grandparents talk about it, and my mother and my grandmother, they cleaned house for white folks. That's what they did. And my grandmother would walk 3 miles to clean up this lady's house. And sometimes I'd tag along with her, and I'd have to sit in the kitchen, you know, in a corner while she cleaned up and she fed those folks, and she'd sneak me a little food over in the corner after they'd eaten. Man, and I remember when we integrated school, and the first day I went to school, the little white boy that she cleaned house for his parents, when I walked in, he told his classmates, little white kids, he said, "Hey, y'all, look at my little nigga Marcus here." And, you know, I never forgot that, man. I never forgot it. So, you know, that's just a mental scar that I always kind of carried with me. But I was always determined that I was going to study hard if I was in sports, I was going to play hard, that I was going to get an education, that I was going to be able to do anything that they was able to do. And true enough, man, I ran through obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, and still, in 2020, we still have to face those obstacles. We still hit those hurdles. We still have to be cautious about who we are with or where we're going. My son just left here a few minutes ago and heading home, and I always feel on edge until I know he's made it home safe. And it shouldn't be that way, but it is. And I don't know if this change that's taking place now, these protests, I don't know if it's actually going to change people's hearts. You can take those monuments down. You can take those flags down, but you can't change their heart, not by taking down a flag.
Exactly. And that's, on the other side to that is we need to be more vigilant about educating ourselves, not just on focusing on the getting rid of racism or getting rid of the monuments and thinking that that's going to be sufficient. Now's the time, like I said, we need to be educating ourselves, understanding who we are as a people, and getting back to reading and discussing our history and our roots within this country and even beyond that, in the world in general. We are participating, you know, we're dealing with this where, you know, within the United States, people are just, like you said, taking down monuments, and we're not having full understanding of that's just removing symbolism. Even Malcolm X said, you know, they'll do that in order to make you feel better about the situation. But if they don't come up, if you don't have an agenda, you don't have some type of idea of what needs to happen for you as a people next, you'll find yourselves, you know, 10, 15 years down the road in the very same position that you're in right now. So I think that we have a lot of things to do, a lot of work ahead of us, and Common Sense Conversations will be right there. We'll be moving forward with the group and moving forward with our community and talking about it. And I just wanted, like I said, I wanted to do a quick show real quick just to let everybody know we're back, and we have an agenda. We're ready to make some moves and have a real conversation about what's going on. And it's getting late at night, and I know, you know, I'm getting old, and my knees start to hurt when it gets close to time to bed. So I'm going to wrap this up, Coach, and I know, you know, we all got work to do. And before I do that, I want to just send out a word of advice to people. And I got a quick message the other day about the 4th of July. I know some of you, it's your intent to celebrate. That's your choice. But just keep your head on a swivel. Be mindful of your surroundings. Be mindful of the people, you know, especially in large groups. There have been some reports that I've received from in messages on Facebook and in other areas about people who just have malicious intent, who could possibly have malicious intent. So just be aware of your surroundings. Take care of your family. Make sure, you know, just understand you are your first level of defense. You can call the police, but you still got to wait for them to come and save you. So learn to be your first level of defense and just be aware of your surroundings. So I'm going to close out with that. Coach Flip, if you got anything you want to leave off on?
No, sir. I think that was good advice. Be careful. Be diligent. And until next time, peace.
Yeah, peace, everybody. Have a good night. Take care.